And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we must have authority from God for everything we do in the church? In our last presentation, we discussed how generic authority in the Bible grants us certain liberties regarding how to best carry out God's commands. But the Bible also contains examples of specific authority which teach us that we must carry out God's instructions exactly as God gave them without any judgment or alteration on our part. The example I used in the last lesson to illustrate generic authority, the Lord's instruction to His apostles in the Great Commission in Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, also contains a good example of specific authority when it says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." When Christ told His followers to go and make disciples, He then went further to lay out the exact method they were to follow to accomplish that. They were instructed to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, they were not allowed to teach whatever they wanted to teach. Rather, Jesus specified what they were to teach when He told them to teach the new disciples to observe all things that I have commanded you. Whatever Jesus taught His disciples is what those disciples were to teach others in order to make faithful disciples out of them. This would explain why Peter and John told the Jewish leaders in Acts 4, verse 19, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." It also would explain why in Acts 5, verse 29, Peter and the other apostles said to those Jewish leaders, "We ought to obey God rather than men." As Jesus Himself made it clear in John 12, verse 48, "He who rejects Me and does not receive My words has one which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." Again, this is why Paul commanded the Christians in Corinth not to think beyond that which is written, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6. It is God's word that will serve as our judge on the judgment day yet to come. It would behoove us, therefore, to obey it if we expect to go to heaven. Do you want to go to heaven? Make sure, then, whatever you do in word or deed, that you do all in the name of, that is, by the authority of, the Lord.